City Council will be asked next week to take steps to address a new rash of nuisance tagging. A resolution to be presented at Monday's council meeting by Ward 2 Caun. Lisa Vezo Allen and Ward 1 Sunny Spina proposes that the city's inactive graffiti committee be rebooted, particularly focusing on recent defacing of public art installations. A block-by-block graffiti audit conducted by the Downtown Association earlier this summer found 143 tags had been placed on premises of 54 association members. 34 of the tags were on municipally owned property. Monday's City Council meeting will be live-streamed on Sue Today starting at 5 p.m. The following is the full text of the resolution to be presented. Graffiti Committee. Mover: Councillor L. Vezo Allen. Seconder: Councillor S. Spina. Whereas in November of 2013 then Counts Myers and Butland presented a motion to create a committee addressing the incidents of nuisance tagging, and whereas this committee evolved into the Community Committee on Graffiti, and whereas multiple community organizations contributed, including Art Gallery of Algoma, Downtown Association, Arts Council of Sault Ste. Marie, Nordic Institute, Algoma University, Police Services, PUC, and others, and whereas the Graffiti Reframed project was led and created due to outcomes of this committee, and whereas Nordic published the Graffiti Reframed research paper in 2015, and whereas the city and community partners have invested in multiple public art projects, and whereas nuisance tagging is on the rise, most notably defacing public art installations, and whereas further education, outreach and advocacy needs to happen. Now therefore be it resolved that the Community Committee on Graffiti be revitalized and staff develop a terms of reference and committee structure.